Oh, yeah. There we go. Guess what? We're back. This is the Monday Mass. I'm Chris Cote.
It's only just been a few days.
It's just been a few days since that last podcast we did, which was, I got to say, really good.
It was one of our best.
One of our best. We don't have to reiterate the fact that I deleted the previous one we did. That was not our best.
It wasn't our best.
That last one was our best. This one's probably not going to be as good.
Well, we don't have a lot to talk about.
I've got a lot to talk about. It's going to be a good podcast.
Okay.
Let me tell you, Todd, I had it in my hand. I had the active skin repair in my hand. I had a bottle of it in a box, brand new, not even touched.
Such
I had it in my hand. I had it for you. I was going to give you your very own tube of active skin repair, and I left it at my house.
I guess.
Let me tell you what you're missing. You're missing out. On my fault, you're missing out on this. You're missing out on a product that basically this is your one-stop shop in terms of, if you cut yourself, if you fall down, you scrape your knee in the dirt, if one of your kids falls off their motorized, jet ski, whatever you got, whatever they're falling off, this
foiling,
helps.
If
you fall foiling and the foil cracks your shin and you get the worst shin ever and there's blood, active skin repair is what you need because this is a product you put on cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, sunburns, rashes.
I saw it at I went to Surf Ride the other day and I saw it at Surf Ride.
See? They know what's up.
Yeah, but it just made me feel like lame because
I have yours.
I don't even have it yet.
I have yours.
Can I just preface this with when you said I have it in my hand? I know.
It's a weird way to start.
That's the worst intro ever for anything.
Well, it's a weird way to start, but luckily there's a happy ending because
what
I have skin repair.
I have it in my hand. Luckily, there's a
I
happy
have it.
Ending.
I have it for you. Active Skin Repair has been kind enough to sponsor the Monday Mass podcast for a long time now, and
thanks.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Active Skin Repair. You can follow them on Instagram. They've, our friend Damien Hobgood actually is an active skin repair representative.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just so you know. Follow them at BLDG Active on Instagram. And you can find out all the wonderful things that they do. Not only for this podcast, but also for everybody out there that hurts themselves.
Well, I look forward to it.
I can't wait to give you, next week, I'm going to give you your tube of active skin repair.
I can't wait to
silence that phone because we're about to get into it.
Oh, wait, Chris, let me just tell you why my phone.
Why is your phone going off?
Why is my phone dinging? Because.
Side note.
This is a side note, but it's pretty awesome.
Okay, go ahead.
It's no secret to anyone out there that follows me on social media or just, follows me
in person
that I have a relationship with Audi.
Audi
boner. The car brand. I have an Audi boner. I have a car boner.
Okay.
Audi is letting me borrow a convertible R8 Spider for the next 3 days.
Why is that funny?
It's just funny because I'm not a convertible dude, but I just have so many fantasies about driving around in like a wetsuit with like four soft tops out the convertible and just trying to get people to take a picture of it and send it to Kook of the Day. So
you're going to try to organically get yourself on Kook of the Day.
I'm Kook of the Day luring. I'm catfishing Kook of the Day.
Okay. Anybody out there? If you see Todd driving around in his convertible Audi, which is a beautiful car, by the way.
It's amazing.
You're going to ruin it by putting 8 soft tops in it and wearing a wetsuit while you're driving.
No, there'd be new soft tops.
New soft tops.
I'm going to borrow them from the surf shop here.
Okay, cool.
I have a whole plan. It's like a Halloween costume that involves a V10 R8 Spider.
It's an $80,000 car.
$180,000?
$180,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like a supercar.
Yeah, it's like a supercar.
You're going to get a supercar
just for 3 days
for your Halloween
Thank
costume.
You to SoCal Audi dealers.
That's amazing.
For giving me this prop for the next 3 days. And then my son who also has
best Halloween costume ever.
My son also has like this parody Instagram account of like a SoundCloud rapper lifestyle guy.
Little J. Yep.
So they're going to use it for some props too.
Tight. All right. Thanks,
so that's
Audi.
Why my phone is dinging because I need to they're dropping it off today and my neighborhood already thinks I'm obnoxious. They're gonna think I'm real obnoxious.
So if you are bothered by Todd's dinging phone, Don't worry.
Suck it up.
Todd's getting a supercar delivered.
Maybe try some active emotion repair.
I'm going to pour active skin repair in your phone.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. We're going to start with, let's go to some news. I think we're going to start with skate news today. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa calling for you. I'm the spice invader. I'll be your rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. You're squawking like a big monkey bird. Kind of busting up my brains for the world. Keep your electric eye on me, babe. Put your ray gun to my head. Let your space close to my love.
Well, this is Skate News, ladies and gentlemen.
Brought to you by
News.
Quincy Woodwright.
Yes.
Hard Rock Maple.
Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights, as always, but it's also brought to you by Exposure Skate. November 3rd and 4th at Poods Park here in Encinitas, California, a.k.a. Encinitas Community Skate Park. This is an event that empowers women and girls via skateboarding. It raises money and awareness for survivors of domestic violence. Exposure Skate's coming to Encinitas. This is the biggest all-female skate event on the planet.
It is really cool.
And it's super fun, even if you don't skate, to go down there, watch the skating. There's booths. There's fun. It's a good time. It's a good day in the park, literally. A good 2 days in the park. November 3rd and 4th, and if you're not in Encinitas or around Southern California, you can watch it on ETN, and you can follow Exposure Skate. They didn't even offer to sponsor this part. I'm just
doing it.
Yeah, because
you're giving them exposure.
Literally. Yeah, and I'm actually really hyped on this event.
Exposing yourself.
I've been to this contest many years in a row, and it's really fun. You can follow them at Exposure Skate on Instagram. So go and follow them. And now we're going into skate news. Todd, did you do your homework?
I did.
Did you watch the Element video?
I watched the Element video. And can I, this really weird, I was trying to watch the Element video the other day, and my friend Pierre, who lives in
Sweden.
He's like, hey, watch the Element video. And I couldn't watch it right away. And so then Pierre sent me a link for the Element video through
iTunes.
No, through YouPorn. He somehow.
You mean Pornhub?
Did he send it to you too?
No, I bought it.
Off of Pornhub?
No, I bought it off iTunes.
Yeah, but why was he sending us a link from.
I'm not on your link.
You were on the. How did you know then?
Maybe I was on your link.
But anyway, so I saw it, but I watched it through it was uploaded onto.
Yeah, you did.
It was really weird.
I saw something about that. You're right. But what I did, Todd, because
so
I
not
like
only
to support,
did I get to see some great skateboarding.
So my question is what is, related videos?
I don't know.
Which apparently they. I've never been to that site, so I don't know.
That's such horseshit.
The Element video of the year, for sure.
Your bedroom looks like you had an ice cream fight 24/7.
Insane. I bought it on iTunes for $12 because, and as I put on my Instagram, I put, if you want to see more great skate videos like this, buy them because that's how people get to keep making skate videos. Obviously, Element's a big company, so
right. They're
not, but the skateboard company, it's Wood. And this is hard goods. This is the stuff we need. So support them by buying the video. I know it's going to come out
the video's
internet
insane.
And stuff.
The video is
insane.
So
let's
crazy.
Get to it. Beginning to end, songs are great. Editing, John Minor of many a skate video fame. I did not make sense. John Minor is the guy that made the movie. It's just a great skate flick. From beginning to end, I can't say enough about this video. Jocko. I call him Jocko.
Well, you would.
You would.
But his part, dude. if you only watch one part.
Jocko.
Watch that twice.
Jocko is, I'm a huge Quick Feet fan.
He is from a different planet.
He's got the quickest feet in skateboarding, I think. Him and Day One. I mean, Day One's Day One. But Yako's there. Like, Yako's shit is gnarly. I mean, talking about just out of control skateboard. And then, of course, you know, you got Evan Smith.
Some crazy Grayson Fletcher follow cam lines.
I mean, everybody has a hammer of a part. And I can't describe to you.
Just go and watch it, but it's definitely worth one or two watches. And
it's worth $12 for sure. That's two cups
of
coffee.
Yeah, you would spend $12 on dumber stuff.
Oh my gosh, I've spent $12 on the dumbest stuff.
You're probably spending $12 right now on something you signed up for 7 years ago, and you don't realize that it's reoccurring.
I'm probably subscribing to things that are costing me $12 a month, and I don't even know what they are. So,
reoccurring payments about nothing.
I'm excited about the Element video, and I want to spread the word. You want some sponsor me news?
Yeah, who's sponsored?
I think people care about this stuff. Enzo Catalano just went pro for Enjoy. Enzo's a local guy. He's from Oceanside or Vista. And Jamie Foy, this is big shoe news. Jamie Foy is now writing for New Balance.
Booyah.
How does that grab you?
Who was Jamie on before?
Diamond.
That's pretty sick. He's on New Balance.
Diamond Footwear. Let's see if we can call Blair Alley just live and get a review of a film that's been...
Mid-90s. I want to see that really bad.
Well, we're going to get a film review right now if Blair answers. And this is just a sneak attack. A live podcast sneak attack.
You're going straight.
Hi, Blair. This is Chris Cote and Todd Richards from the Monday Mass on a Tuesday, calling from Encinitas, California. I'm calling to get your review. This is Blair Alley from Transworld Skateboarding, by the way, Todd. I'm calling to get your review on Jonah Hill's new film, Mid-90s.
How many pressure flips? I feel like there weren't enough pressure flips.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know, the more it's had time to settle, it's not even about skating, really. You know, if you're expecting like a movie about skating, it's not about that at all. It's about a group of kids, you know, kind of like middle school and high school, all, you know, kind of like their first real group of best friends. And they met through skateboarding, which if you're a skater, you know that that's probably how you met your best friends. So that's like the heart of the story. And then of course it has all the great 90s nostalgia. Like if you grew up skating in the 90s, the soundtrack is great. That's one of the highlights of the film for me. They just nailed it with the gear and the skateboards and the skate spots. You know, if you were a fan of LA skating, you know, the Girl Chocolate era in the mid 90s and for us driving up there to skate those spots ourselves. It's a good, like, little time warp back to that era.
What year are we talking about here? Like, you say mid-90s.
95.
Yeah, see, they don't say, they never say in the movie what year it is, and they never even, like, reveal the kids' ages. Well, one of them says he's, like, a junior in high school, but when they're in the skate shop, they're watching the first chocolate video, Las Nueve Vidas de Paco, which came out in 95. And then there's a series of girl boards on the wall that is around then too. So that's kind of the only indicator, is that it's, you know, literally mid 90, 95.
So it's fun for skate nerds because it's almost like there's Easter eggs in there. It's a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, exactly. Like all the shirts they wear and the hats and the stickers and stuff.
I had that shirt.
I remember that one.
And are they riding like 48s wheels?
Yeah, tiny wheels. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and they got like old Independence and Ventures from the 90s too. They had like you know that guy Bob Shirt that does the interviews on the Transworld site? He's got the crazy board collection. They used his board collection for the wall of the skate shop and stuff like that.
Oh, that's sick.
And so there's like, yeah.
So for you watching it, if you're a skate nerd like us, but if you were not a skate nerd, would you still enjoy watching this film?
See, that's $1 million question. That's what I don't know, and that's what I asked Jonah when I interviewed him too. When he was making it, I was like, you know, who do you have in mind? How'd you go back and forth for the skaters that are going to see it and the non-skaters? So I have no idea what a non-skater gets from it and takes away from it, but I mean, with the reviews are seem to be mostly all high, so I think it's going over well with non-skaters too, you know?
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for answering the sneak attack call. Giving
no
us
problem.
The review of mid-90s. Oh, where? And I know you interviewed him. You did a bunch of stuff via skateboarding.transworld.net. When is all that mid-90s stuff popping on the website?
The interview went up yesterday, and then the actors came down and skated the park. We're going to get that up on our site tomorrow, and I did a Skate Nerd with some of them too, which I think will be up later this week. So we got stuff dropping all this week.
It's dropping.
And all those, and predominantly all the, well, some of the actors that actually were in it are actually like sponsored AM skaters, right?
Yeah, Nikhil.
Yeah.
Illegal Civilization.
Yeah, yeah. Nikhil's pro, and then Ryder and Olin both skate for Illegal Civ.
That's sick.
And then Sunny and Gio aren't sponsored that I know of, but they're really good. So like Sunny is only 13.
Sunny's the star, right? He's the little kid, the star.
Yep.
Yeah,
he is super good at skating.
Really? No way.
Stoner Park local. That's how he.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah, he's got clips on his Instagram of him ripping Stoner, and then when they came through our park, they were going off because they had been on like this press junket tour, so they hadn't skated for like a week or two. They were frothing. It was great. Session will be
Is it like, will it have the impact that Kids did in the mid 90s?
Well, it's not as
dark.
I'm just saying, like, exactly. As far as like culturally,
it might. It's just a different story. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, but the stories are kind of like polar opposites. You know, the kids and Kids, they just wanted to fuck shit up, you know, but in mid-90s it's about finding your crew of friends. So
it's like Kids is it like
Thrashing or more Gleaming the Cube?
It's like Kids without the venereal diseases.
Oh
yeah, right on. Thank you Blair Alley.
No worries. And Wednesday night, tomorrow night, Duets premiere up in LA, the next Transworld video.
Hope
to see you guys there.
Duets. The video history the Transworld has speaks for itself. Duets is coming out.
Yep.
All right.
This one's great. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Blair.
Bye, Blair.
Later, guys.
That was a fruitful call right there.
You know what, Chris?
Is your car being delivered?
It's going to be delivered here.
Oh, to Monday Mass headquarters?
Yeah, to the Monday Mass. I'm just gonna
open that door. That's fine.
I'm just going to leave this door open so I can hear the roar of the V10.
That was Blair Alley. He's the online editor for Transworld Skateboarding and a photographer as well. He shot many covers for Transworld, giving us his review of mid-90s.
I can't wait. It's playing pretty close to us here.
That's cool. That's the one thing about – I love the movie Kids. I watched it a bunch. It scared the shit out of me.
Is not a feel-good movie.
No. It's a feel-bad movie.
It's a feel-bad movie.
Great movie, but it's a feel-bad movie. So I'm hoping mid-90s will be a feel-good movie. I graduated high school in 1994, so that was kind of right in the zone for me.
I lived the mid-90s.
In my zone. I lived it, bro.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, yeah, and I've watched Sonny Siljig or Sonny...
Sky Siljig?
Sonny was on Nine Club Experience. Kids rad. And,
that was a while ago.
To see it.
That's actually a pretty good episode if you want to go back and watch.
It's really good.
Nine Club. And also,
Evan Smith is also on
a really funny episode of, what's the funny one with Lee DuPont? The talk show that he did.
You're talking about the little kid?
No, the kid with the blonde hair. What's that kid's name?
Oh, no, that's the Illegal Civ kid.
Yeah.
I was talking about the kid Sonny who stars in mid-90s.
The little guy.
He's new.
Little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little guy was just on the Nine Club.
Sick.
And speaking of the Nine Club, have you listened to Evan Smith's episode of Nine Club?
Not yet.
So speaking of the Element video.
So are you saying I've got some stuff to
do? I'm linking it. You got more homework. Evan Smith's Nine Club is epic. It's just epic. What else we got here? Oh, I'm late to the party on this one. Austin Gillette.
Hey, you have a FedEx, Chris.
Oh, I got a FedEx. Oh, man. Popping over here. Hold up.
What?
This one's about the KOs, the knockouts out there who's holding my blood.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Now just wait. We're going to talk about Buddy on this plate. But before we let the herd out the gate, make sure all the levels are straight out the jungle.
The jungle, the brothers.
De La Soul, from the soul. Black medallions, no gold. Hanging out with Paws, hanging out with Mace. Buddy, all in my face. Fold the lap. Jim Browski must wear a cap just in case the young girl likes
it. What did you get? What did you get?
I have no idea.
What is it?
It's Austin Gillette's new album.
You got a new
album?
Don't
open it.
What is it? Lone?
It's not for us.
Who's it for?
It's for my office. It's for the people that work next door to me.
Oh, lame.
This has nothing to do with this podcast.
I thought it was some free swag from Active Skin Repair.
Austin Gillette's new album, which I bought on iTunes yesterday. It came out in June, but like I said, I'm late to the party. Austin Gillette, do you know who he is?
Yeah.
He's one of the best skateboarders there is.
Naturally gifted.
Oh, he's gifted.
So wait, what is it?
He's got a new album out, or he's got an album out. He's been dropping EPs.
Does he sing?
In other names. Yeah, he sings, he plays guitar, he does the whole thing.
Wow.
So I just wanted to tell you that. So that reminds me to play. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Sure.
I mean, I know you're a fan.
I am now.
I think Austin, you were on.
I was on
Team
Quick with
Quicksilver
Austin.
With. Yeah. Here we go.
We've hung.
You can just tell us your thoughts as this
as we're
plays.
Going.
This is Austin Gillette's album. This came out in June, but I'm just getting around to it.
So far,
it's nice, right?
Smooth listening.
It's sophisticated. I like it. It's like his skateboarding so far. Very smooth.
It seems like it could be the soundtrack to one of his parts. Like him
Maybe
skating
it
down
has
the,
been.
Skating down the street fast. Yeah.
Stylish.
Do you remember that Austin Gillette, that Quicksilver commercial that they made for Austin Gillette? It was like one line in downtown LA. Now he's singing.
So that's Austin Gillette's album. That's just a sneak peek. So what do you think?
I think it's cool.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
Is that news? I don't know. This is news, though.
People make
just
music.
Kind of out of nowhere. And like I said, and I know I'm a diehard when it comes to following skate shit on Instagram and on the internet. This kind of just popped up on me. A new girl video. Bam.
Just out of nowhere?
It's called Doll.
You didn't have any idea this was coming?
No, I knew it was coming, but I just kind of I got lost in the shuffle, and I just watched it yesterday, and it's dude, have you seen Niels Bennett skate?
No.
Niels Bennett is the newest girl am. He does a lip slot. Just, again, more homework for you and all of you out there listening. New girl video, as we all know, just like when you hear new Trans World duets is coming out, when you hear the words new girl video drops, you got to see it because you know how good it's going to be. And this video is insane. It's Niels Bennett, Griffin Gass, starts with Andrew Brophy. It's got McCrank, Pacheco, Manchild, Simon Bonnereau, Sean Malto, and as they call him, the office manager, Mike Carroll. And that's out now, and that's actually a free video that you can find on the internet.
Okay.
On the internet.
For free.
Have you ever ridden a girl board?
I don't think I have because they were too flat for me always.
Too flat. You like more of a transition style, some deeper concave.
You
look nervous. Like you're nervous for this
convertible. I got a car getting delivered to me here. I'm listening for it. I'm paying attention to the broad.
Pay attention to me. I need your attention right now. Tampa Am's coming up November 8th through 11th. We'll report on that after it happens. That's the biggest amateur skate contest really there is.
But there's an event coming up in contest news. Coming up very soon in China, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to China tomorrow.
Oh my God, you're just a jet setter.
I'm going to China tomorrow for the World Championships. Oh, I don't know. We can't call it that. The finals. The last event.
Global?
Of the entire years. Entire year.
Intergalactic?
Can I reset? Let's reset.
Resnect?
I'm going to China tomorrow for the Vans Park Series finals. That's right. We are going to crown the winner of the entire Vans Park Series for the universe. The universal champion will be crowned. And it's men's and women's. There's skaters from all over the world coming. And let's make our picks, Todd.
Who's going to win?
Who's going to win for women? Start there.
Start for women. I don't think Nora is going, who is the reigning
world champion.
World champ.
Can you just break that news here?
No. What? That she's the reigning world champ?
No, did you break that news that she's not going? Is that official?
I don't think she's going.
Okay.
Maybe she is.
You can't say that.
I talked to her yesterday. It didn't sound like she was going to China.
Well, she's probably going.
She's trying to buy a car. All right. Maybe she's going.
Maybe she'll be on my flight tomorrow.
I don't know.
I would love to sit next
to
her.
Go or don't go.
See
if I care.
Who's going to win in the women's?
Jordan Barrett's
going. Jordan Barrett?
Yeah. I think she's got some momentum.
Okay.
And she just put a new mini ramp in, so she's been skating hard.
Wow, you took my call for women's. Okay, then I'll switch it up. Okay. I think.
We can agree. We don't have to disagree.
You're right. We don't have to disagree. This isn't
point counterpoint.
I'm going with Jordan Barrett. She's shredding.
Who's got for the men?
Pedro Barros.
Really?
I'm going Pedro. Pedro's, I think he's got second 2 or 3 years in a row. He's pissed off. He's had wins already this year. I'm going Pedro Barros for the win.
Is Tom back? Is Tom Schaar back for this event?
Good question.
Does he get a wild card?
I don't know. No, he's a Park Series Select Pro. Pre-qualified.
Pre-qual.
Into at least the qualifiers for...
I think that Tom is hungry. I don't know if he hasn't been skating because of that injury.
Right. Well, we'll see.
But Alex Sorgente has been on a tear. And what happens when you start to win a whole bunch of events? You begin to gain crazy confidence. Now, like you said, you've got this steamroller named Pedro Barros.
No one's hungrier than Pedro.
I don't know, man. It depends on if the setup has big enough transitions to allow Pedro to do the Pedro thing.
You can see the park right now on @VansParkSeries on Instagram. It looks legit. California Skate Parks made it. It looks a lot like the California Skate Parks TF.
You know, I've actually heard that as a plus and a minus. I've heard that because now, you know, California Skate Parks is doing all these parks, and they also, you know, they have the training facility here, and the Olympics is coming up. A lot of these parks in the park series are going to all resemble, unless there's already a park there.
A pre-existing.
Pre-existing park. They're all going to start to look just like... And,
well, that's fine with me. These are the best parks.
Yeah, but the thing is, though,
for that type of skating.
One of the best things about it was, previously, before, you know, the California skate parks came in and started making all these prefab parks, is that you got something different that catered to a whole bunch of different people's styles. Every weekend, it was like, okay, well, is this one gonna be?
Well, you still have Hastings Park. You still have some classic.
That's it. I just heard it drive by. V12. That was it.
That means your convertible guy's lost.
V10.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He drove by.
I'm sorry.
Let's pause.
Is that a big
difference? Let's just pause and go out.
We're
going
to take a pause to go get Todd's convertible. All right. We're back. Todd is so excited about what just happened. Todd just got a supercar delivered to Monday Mass HQ. That's the first ever supercar delivery.
Not to be the last.
Not to be the last.
Big shout out. Thank you, Audi of America. Thank you, SoCal Audi dealers.
Well,
thank
I didn't get it. Thank you,
Vince Scandone. Well, maybe if you give me some active skin repair,
I'll trade you.
I'll thank you.
All right. We'll trade. Okay. So, yeah, we've been droning on about skate news for a long time now. So that's it for skate news. Go to etn.com or ETN app. Or VansParkSeries.com.
Or go and see.
Because the Vans Park Series contest is happening October 27th in China, a.k.a. Gina. Are you going to watch it?
What?
Are you going to watch it?
Sure. When is it?
Go to @TodRichards and check out what he's doing right now. He's like a child.
Look, you.
I'm going to have you out and revving up. After surf and snow news. Okay?
So revved up right now.
I know you're revved up. Let's go to surf news.
They tell us that we lost our tails, evolving up the middle scale.
Okay, we're back. We're calming down.
We're
after
focused.
The delivery of Todd's
focused.
Audi rental. Surf News is brought to you by the all-new Super Brand Brett Barley model Pig Dog. Super Brand has introduced a new model to their quiver, the Pig Dog Pro. And this is basically a fine-tuned version of their already amazing Pig Dog. Board was designed in collaboration with Brett Barley, a.k.a. Gnarly Brett Barley, and the Super Brand Shapers Collective. Have you seen Brett Barley ride the tube, Todd?
Nope, but
he's
I will.
Really good at
let's
it.
Comment on all the cool names of surfboards.
Pig Dog, it makes sense.
Well, Pig Dog, right.
Because it's half pig, half dog, the board.
Pog.
Well, for short, yeah, you could be like, oh, sick pog.
Would you pog
be referring
that one?
To it as a pig dog?
Do people say, did you pog the barrel?
Pig Dog's kind of got like a nice wide nose, pulled in tail. And you can ride it in big waves, small waves. And I'm not just saying that because I got one for free. I'm saying it because it works.
Cool.
I rode a quad Pig Dog in Tahiti. a chopo. It's not a big deal. I was surfing chopo. It was 2 foot, but still, I was NBD. Surfing chopo. Yeah.
We've all surfed there.
So go to @superbrand on Instagram and follow. If you don't follow Brett Barley, you should, because the dude gets tubed. He does airs. He's a nice guy.
Brett Barley.
Gnarly Brett Barley. Thank you for Superbrand sponsoring Surf News.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Thanks a lot. That was passive aggressive, Todd. Todd, did you know that is not a bong load being done? That is Todd finishing his iced coffee from Panikin here in Encinitas, California.
Did I know what?
Did you know Itzola Ferreira won Portugal?
I did. I watched it.
And that means he beat his buddy, Gabriel Medina.
Do you think that, well,
and
look,
he sends the title fight to Pipeline.
When I was watching the Julian Heat before that, when Julian was up against
Joan Duru.
Yeah, Joan Duru, which was, it was, you could tell that Julian was desperate and he kind of succumbed to the, well, actually the ocean kind of just didn't give him any opportunities. But when you kind of panned up to the dugout, if you will, you've got Medina and Italo behind Medina, like Medina biting his nails, like if
biting Italo's nails?
No, biting his own nails.
Oh, because that would be weird.
That's some prima donna shit. Like, you won't even bite your own nails, but someone gives you nails to bite.
There's two things that I don't mess with: biting other people's nails, or
pillows.
Having other people besides my dentist touching my gums.
Why would
I don't want my gums touched by anybody besides my dentist.
I don't like people touching my belly button.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that about you. Okay, so sorry, we're talking about WSL action.
But
so,
anyways, can I get back to the story?
Yes, Joan Duru.
Wait,
set the scene.
Stop.
Joan and Julian are in the water. We got Medina, Italo on the beach. They're biting their nails. They're nervous.
I literally talked about this 30 seconds ago. We don't have short of attention span of listeners, viewers.
Go ahead.
You're not viewing.
Keep going.
Anyway, so, you know, Italo, is trying to, like, rub his shoulders and be like, okay, yeah, it's cool. Like, if he loses, you know, you could potentially win this, except I'm going to fucking smoke you in the final.
You. Yeah.
So,
I love that he did not
lay down.
What kind
of, like, passive-aggressive friend bullshit is that?
Because you know how many times Medina has beaten Italo? He does not. He's not going. They're not that. I mean, they're good friends,
of
course.
Do you think Medina was like, look, dude.
Bro,
if you just suck this one, I will pay you $100,000. How much would it cost? How much would it cost for you to suck a heat?
For me personally,
not you. Oh. I'm just saying. I'm like, what is the price? What is the going price to throw a heat?
He would never do it. I don't think.
I think there's a price.
I wonder if. I know for a fact. Medina wouldn't have said it to Italo. Well, maybe he would. Maybe he'd be like, bro,
you throw this, I'll buy you a nice dinner at Red Lobster.
We got Neymar on the beach. The soccer player was on the beach. Mm-hmm. And, Italo, he was there to watch Medina potentially clinch the world title. Millions of surf fans around the world going, oh, man, I want to see the world title clinched. I want to see it go to pipe.
I know.
And then Italo goes, bam, 540. Yes, folks, he did a 540 in that heat to take down Gabriel Medina. And where is Felipe Toledo?
Felipe Toledo is out of the running at this
point. Caught slipping. No, he's not out of the running.
I thought he was out.
No.
So what's up?
So here's what happens. Now we're going to Pipeline. The Billabong Pipe Masters was coming up December 6th. We have to wait
that long.
I'm going to be there, but I'm leaving before the Pipe Masters. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to do tour with you. I will be there for the first two jewels of the Triple Crown.
You're going
to
do this?
Yes.
I might be coming too.
Haleiwa and Sunset.
Sick.
I'll help. I'll hold your hand.
I know how to do it.
And show you around the North Shore.
I can do it.
Well, I'll show you all the places I hide. It's great. And all the excuses I have when the waves get over 4 feet. I'll tell you everything. You've been there a million times.
I just want to go to Ted's and eat chocolate cream pie.
Okay. I'll meet you there. Meet you at Ted's. So here's what needs to happen. So if Medina finishes third in Hawaii, or third at Pipe, Julian and Felipe will need to win to stop him. Any result worse than third for Medina means the two chasers will have to make the final. So Toledo and Julian, basically, they got to make the final if they want to stop Darth Vader himself,
what do you think's
Gabriel Medina. I think Julian's going to win the world title.
You know, I think Julian, I think that he, yeah, I do. I think that the, I think Julian has, there's something there right now. And it's, I don't know, like the super light shining down from the heavens on Julian.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch regardless.
He's surfing incredibly well right
and
now.
You know what we need now that let's get this out of the way. Less let's get super this year wide done. Stances. No, this is not
more
a style contest. This is not a style contest in the top three.
Okay.
We need John back.
Oh my God.
We need John back in 2019. We need things to be right again.
Do you think
we need to make surfing radical again?
Is he going to be
make surfing stylish again? Make surfing fun again. Bring John Florence back. He needs to come back. I want to see Slater make a push in 2019 too. Now that would be fun. Slater, John.
You don't realize how much you miss John until John's gone.
Miss you, John. Miss you, man.
It wasn't even that long ago, though, that he was in Karamas.
Remember those days?
Remember Karamas?
Hey, Todd, remember the days where you and I would just
talk
sit back and
John.
Watch John surf? Those were good memories. Those were good times.
It's not that long ago, Chris.
That was like a month ago.
We're a victim of the Instagram society.
I need it now. I need John now.
What happened 15 minutes ago? Not even relevant.
Wow, what's happening today? What have you done for me lately?
What else we have going on? There's some crazy waves been happening over there on the islands.
Yeah, the islands, the Hawaiian islands, are lighting up and contest season's officially on. The HIC Pro has started this week. How the hell did that happen? Seems like I was there a week ago making excuses not to surf big waves, and I'm going to be there in about a week making excuses not to surf big waves, but talking about other people surfing potentially big waves.
When
the HIC Pro
does
kicks off
the Triple Crown start?
Well, unofficially now.
The waiting period.
November 11th. Okay. November 12th.
So it's a little bit of time.
A little bit of time. Not much time. The HIC Pro is starting. That's at Sunset Beach. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the official, unofficial.
Who's your
kickoff.
Pick for the HIC Pro? Let me give you mine, Mason Ho.
Mason Ho? All right. I'm just going to make a random pick. I'm going to say Finn McGill.
Hmm.
You got Mason Ho. I got Finn McGill.
Depends HIC on how big Pro. It is. Bigger it is, the more it plays into, I think, Mason.
We'll see what happens. Back to World Championship Tour material. Stephanie Gilmore, I'm saying she's a lock for the world title. And I feel like the WSL is kind of hushing it up a little bit, kind of to build the drama, but we know she's going to win, right?
Right.
She's got a 8,000-point lead. She's won three events. She's
Wait,
2 second places.
8,000-point lead?
800?
I don't think it's 8,000-point no. lead, dude.
You're right. You are right. My math is off. She's got a big lead. 8 million points.
She's leading by at least 8 million points.
She's going to win. Congrats, Stephanie Gilmore. Dane Reynolds. Is the guest editor? Excuse me.
What are you doing?
I couldn't breathe. Gain Reynolds.
Dane
Reynolds is the guest editor of the latest edition of Monster Children, the print magazine. Print's not dead. Dane's doing it. When's the last time you saw an episode of Monster Children on print?
Episode of Monster Children?
The magazine.
An issue?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You were not hip enough to be at the Monster Children issue release party in L.A. Or Sydney.
Apparently you were.
Either one. I was not either. Mm. I wasn't invited.
Well, so what are you saying?
It's probably a cool magazine. I dig Monster Children. I just haven't seen it in a minute. Do you have any other surf news? Oh, this is gnarly.
What?
Hurricane
Oh, this
Wilma?
Is brutal. Yep. Vilma?
Either way, another heavy hurricane hitting Mainland Mexico and Baja Mexico.
Acapulco? Where is it? Not Acapulco. Where is it supposed to hit? Like
it's
south,
it's huge.
South of Cabo, Category 5 right now.
It's going to hit everywhere. I mean, it's gnarly.
It's
so
brutal.
We got our eyes on it. It sucks that those are the things we rely on for waves because they fuck places up, and it's not cool. So, I guess just keep your eyes on it. I mean, what can
you
do?
Well, get out of the way.
Yeah,
evacuate. You're not going to ride this thing out. And, you know, we have a lot of friends that were down in Cabo and friends that own places in Cabo. And you know, because you've been doing these Cabo tourism board things.
I just dodged a hurricane.
Cabo still hasn't recovered from
that gnarly one 3 years ago. So like,
it's a constant state of rebuilding.
Get out of the way, man.
So hopefully we don't have to we don't have bad news. Hopefully it's just good news, good waves, good times, but we'll have our eyes on it. So
surf news.
That's it. Surf news.
I can't think of anything else really.
Maybe go to Instagram if you want more surf news. There's more surf. I'm sure there's stuff on there.
Tune in next week.
We will be back next week for more surf news.
Are you going to be back from China?
Yeah.
When do you get back from China?
Sunday.
So you go to... Wow, that's a quick turnaround
by
in China.
The next time I see you, I'll be China'd and back.
Wow.
Yeah. In and out of China.
Vagina.
I'll be in and out of vagina. In and out of the China. Faster than you can point it out. Go to sleep. This has been a great episode so far, Todd.
It's one of our best.
And this Snow News is brought to you by Tory Holistics. I was just there getting some CBD chocolates.
Why didn't you?
Do you know what?
Why didn't you tell me you went there?
I'm making it up because they're a sponsor of the podcast. But what I'm saying is I'm going to go there to get some.
Yeah,
they actually deliver.
They do.
If you're in the San Diego area, Tory Holistics delivers. And again, I don't really mess with the devil's lettuce. Hippie cabbage.
There's a lot more.
But there's a lot more than meets the Irie. More than meets the Irie. At Tory Holistics.
Did you ever have dreadlocks? Were you ever a white guy?
I think
dreadlocks?
I wanted dreadlocks at one point. I got really into weed culture.
Did you really?
Yeah. I had a. I literally, one day, I'm all, I need a Bob Marley flag. It was like that.
And
it,
that's
I woke
how it started.
Up, wake and bake, giant bong, the whole deal.
Wow.
And I was all, dude.
Did you ever tell your friends?
You guys just got to that point. I need a Bob Marley flag ASAP.
Dude, this is my friend Stash. My name's Nug, and this is my dog Irie.
You guys, this room's fully bumming me out. You know what would fix it? Bob Marley flag. Snow news. Todd, I saw a report on the internet. Winter is coming.
You're not
the
lying.
The old Farmer's Almanac, not to be confused with the new Farmer's Almanac. I'm reading this off some website I saw. Trans World Snowboarding.
Okay.
Something.
What?
The long-range winter weather forecast for 2018 and 2019 is calling for an El Nino season to bring warmer temperatures across the country.
Yep.
Wait, that's not good?
No, well, here's the deal.
Am I misreading the old Farmer's Almanac?
No, El Nino can mean lots of moisture.
You know what it means?
But
the baby.
Warm temperature.
The baby.
The Nino.
The baby.
I am El Nino.
I'm El Nino.
But it can mean.
What does it mean for us?
Warm temperatures, lots of moisture.
Moisture is the essence of beauty.
It's the essence of wetness. And that's what we don't want in our snowpack because that means it's dense and we get what is known as Sierra cement up in the Tahoe region.
I didn't know you liked to get wet.
And yeah, so but it can
training
be
day.
It can be a ton of snow followed by warm snaps.
Okay.
So, but you know what? The weather outside is weather, and the weather is what the weather is, and there we go.
Man, just
I just want to get a good day at that local ski resort that we only get to snowboard at.
Yeah.
Every other year.
I want to say also.
Did we go there last year?
We're going to Breckenridge for detour.
No. The other one. The secret local ski area that's not a secret, but people get mad when you talk about it.
We didn't go there last year.
The year before we went.
The year before we went.
Okay.
And you fools made me hike. I want to say also that Snow News is being co-presented by K2 Snowboards.
K2 Snowboards.
K2 Snowboards. The homie, Tim Swart.
Oh, yeah.
Now manning the marketing ship at K2.
He said he was going to reissue one of my pro models. On K2.
No way.
Maybe. Like to do a reissue of
I would
my
ride
very
that.
First Moro graphic on a modern shape. I would be really stoked to do that.
I would ride that.
If you're listening, Tim, let's do this. You told me you wanted to do it.
K2 Snowboards. I ordered actually a K2 sweatsuit that I'm pretty hyped on.
Sweatsuit?
A sweatsuit, hoodie, and sweatpants.
K2 used to be like the shit for skis. When I was a kid, all I wanted was K2 skis before I learned how to snowboard.
You know what? With Tim there, it's on. dare I say, making K2 great again. It's always been great. Who are some of K2's snow team riders? You know.
I don't know. Off the top of my head. I know the old team. I don't really know the new team.
Well, they got a great team because I just looked at this. K2 snowboarding. Are you ready for this? Melissa. Melissa was at Bone Zone. Oh, K2 team was all. They were all at the Bone Zone.
They were boning
Dude,
it up.
Everybody's at the Bone Zone.
The Bone Zone is a pretty hype spot right now. It's one of the best clubs in Utah.
Yeah. The Bone Zone's popping.
You know, another snow news, kind of snow skate news, is that there's an awful lot of DIY backyard cement parks happening in Salt Lake. Chris Grenier and his little crew of dudes, I always see him on Instagram, and they're like backyard bowls and sitting areas that are skate friendly. And those guys are doing a really good job with concrete there.
Yeah.
So hats off to them in their off snow season.
Good job, guys.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just looking at K2Snow. Follow them at K2Snow. The Future of Yesterday is a new Transworld snowboarding video. It's out now.
It's out now.
To get you excited. Mount Snow is making snow. Where's Mount Snow?
Mount Snow is in Vermont. It's about... Ooh, what is the name of the town that it's outside of?
Snowtown, USA?
No, it's not Snowtown,
it's
USA.
It's in Vermont?
I forget what the name of the town is.
Burlington.
No.
That's the only town
it's
I know.
It's semi-southern Vermont. It's about 20 Smermont. Minutes south of Stratton, and Mount Snow has that was one of the first places that I ever went and rode my snowboard on an actual mountain.
Really?
Was it Mount Snow?
Mount Snow.
Yeah.
It's just an iconic mountain.
Corinthia Peak was the peak. Like that was where they let you snowboard. They wouldn't let you snowboard on Mount Snow proper.
Right. But now it's.
I had like the best X Games experience of my life at Mount Snow.
Tell me about it. Quickly.
I won the super pipe and got second in the slope style. I won a car.
No way.
Yeah.
Sorry you got second in slope style.
It's okay.
I wish you would have won them both.
Me too.
What was your best trick in super pipe and what year was that?
That was 2000. But the X Games was there 2000, 2001, and those were two good years for me.
And back then, the super pipe was 6 feet tall.
No, it's like 18 feet deep. It was still kind of super. It wasn't super duper like the new one.
But it was still super.
It's pretty super.
Hey, congratulations.
Why?
Oh, on winning that contest.
That was a long time ago.
You still have the trophy?
Yes.
Sick. Snow news.
I got a
2001.
I got a Palm Pilot, too.
No way.
Yeah, they gave me a Palm Pilot. And I actually
Dude, that was my nickname in high school,
your nickname
actually.
Was Palm Pilot.
We got to say congratulations. This is big because, as we all know, this guy is the G. He's the shit. We love him. JP Walker is celebrating a decade of radness with 32.
Wow. 10 years on 32?
Yeah. And when he goes 32 years on 32.
That's so cute.
No, but I mean, tell me about JP's place in the history of snowboarding.
JP helped to usher in the jibbing generation.
Okay.
And, you know, the urban, more urban stuff, rails, yeah. Kind of bigger consequence rails.
He's so nice that when I see him snowboarding on these crazy rail setups, I fear for him, but he doesn't seem to fear for himself.
He's a very calculated dude.
Yeah, he knows what's up.
He's a marketing maniac, and he was part of the original Forum 8 crew, which, you know, they have legendary status within the sport these days. And
yeah.
The legacy of the Don moves on.
The Don.
I surf with the Don almost every day.
All right. JP Walker, congrats. 10 years of radness with 32, and I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of 32 stuff popping with JT coming out. Todd, this is super random, but this is kind of big snow news.
Mm-hmm.
The Icon Pass. This is, I don't know anybody.
I have one.
Pass. So I just read about this.
Have one.
Do you have two by any chance? Can I borrow one?
I can probably get you one.
So the Icon Pass is basically a pass that gets you on every mountain you want to ride.
Yep.
And it's a year pass.
Iconic.
It's $1,000 or something.
It's a little more than that.
A little more than $1,000, but.
I think.
And this is for
people. I could be wrong.
Most people already know about this, but if you don't know about this, this is one pass that you buy and you get unlimited access. Steamboat, Copper, Squaw Valley, Mammoth, Big Bear, Stratton, Solitude. You get 7 days on Revelstoke.
One pass to bring
one
them all.
Pass.
One pass to bind them.
You get family
one
and friends
pass
tickets.
To something, something, and in the darkness bind them.
I don't know what I'm saying here other than I had no idea until last season about this Icon Pass thing.
The Icon Pass gets you
everywhere.
Gets you in the door to a lot of ski areas.
Everywhere you want to be, Brighton. And maybe just by me saying the
let's,
Icon Pass
let's,
is
let's
great.
Look at the little list here. This is where you want to go this year. We've got
my favorite name of any mountain, Sugarloaf.
Is that what your nickname your all
Sugarloaf
your nickname in high school?
That was actually junior high. Hey,
Palm,
Sugarloaf.
Palm Pilot Sugarloaf.
Snow
Chris,
qual-
the waves.
How do you say this one? The summit at
Snoqualmie.
Oh. Snoqualmie.
Chris, it's firing out. Taurus. It's firing. I'm looking at sets to the horizon.
Todd's watching Surfline while I'm doing this
work.
Podcast.
Do work.
Any other snow news to
it's
report?
It's a big day today.
For you.
Personally. Just in general, for most people.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday is the bread and butter day of the week.
We work hard on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other snow news?
Ski resorts are opening across the country at a rapid rate.
Yep. Big news. Big news. Okay. God, it's time to wrap it up here. We've been bantering on about surfing, skating, snowboarding for the better part of the last hour. Do we have any quick nerd news to talk about besides your new Audi?
I saw the new Halloween movie and it sucks.
It sucks.
It's not good, dude.
You told me Rob Zombie's Halloween adaptations were better.
Rob Zombie's Halloween adaptations were better. It felt like it was a formula that, I don't know, it was just... Look, the deal is that I've been watching The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix, and there's not really that much that I find scary anymore, because that show freaked the shit out of me. But it's cool.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. Go see it if you want.
I mean, you told me to see It. That
it's
movie
great.
Fucked me up.
That movie's so good.
Where the kid
it's
gets
like
his army.
It's like Stand
you
By
like
Me
that.
With... That was a little harsh. In the first minute of It, spoiler alert, only a year later.
What scared you more? Kids or It?
Kids?
The movie Kids.
Oh, Kids for sure.
Yeah.
Casper, the dopest ghost, gonna give you AIDS at the end.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
I think Kids scared me more than It.
Dude, look at these. It is bombing out there.
Hey,
right
I have
now.
Some. I have some concert news. If you're in the Southern California area, Rob Machado Foundation benefit.
Who's playing?
Special punk rock acoustic night with songs from
Hoobastank,
Sack Lunch,
Chumbawamba,
Unwritten Law, and The Offspring. November 7th at the Belly Up in Solana Beach.
Gotta
keep
them separated.
Yeah. You imagine those tight jams acoustic.
You know what's crazy is how synonymous The Offspring was with snowboarding at one point.
And surfing.
And surfing. Were they in a lot of surf videos too?
Yes. Well, a bunch of Taylor Steele videos. Mm-hmm. And other... Damn, this is all surf news.
But it's not,
Momentum Generation's coming out. We talked about that last...
Oh, yeah. Momentum Generation. But we'll get to that.
I'm
going to
interview Taylor Steele about
don't
that.
Don't front load your load with that one.
No, that's coming up. And that's it for the Monday Mass.
Peace out.
Thank you guys
Tuesday.
For listening. It's Tuesday.
Oh my God.
Don't cough into the mic.
Choking on a
These people here. Don't deserve that. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Todd, remind me. Text me. I'm going to bring you that active skin repair. Injure yourself between now and then so you can see how it works.
I have a fast car to injure myself
with. There you go. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye for